Genesis may well be the most important book in the Bible. It's the first book in our English Bible. It's the book of beginnings. It introduces us to God, tells us how humankind began, how sin began, and how the people of God began. It provides introductory insight into the justice, mercy, love, and grace of God. It also provides us an essential background for everything else in the Bible. Now, the main characters of Genesis are Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, his son Isaac, Isaac's son Jacob, and Jacob's son Joseph. The story begins in the Fertile Crescent of Mesopotamia and ends in the land of Egypt. Nearly 400 years after the death of Jacob, who later became known as Israel, his family had grown from 70 to over 1 million. They were so numerous, the Egyptians feared their nation and culture might be overrun, and so they enslaved the people of Israel. God later delivered them and brought them to the land that he had promised to Abraham. However, by that time, Abraham had been dead over a half a millennium, and his descendants, before entering the promised land, needed to know something of their roots. It was at that point that Moses wrote Genesis to tell them that story. Originally, it was written in Hebrew. The Hebrew title of the book is In the Beginning. 10 times in Genesis, the author begins a new section with the words, "Well, these are the generations." In other words, this is the account. The translation of that phrase into Greek gives us the word Genesis, and that's where our title comes from. The book begins with God, and God is the prominent character throughout its 50 chapters. You could divide Genesis into 5 parts. Number 1, God and the beginning. That would be Genesis 1:1 through Genesis 11:32. The second part, God and Abraham. That would be Genesis 12:1 through chapter 21, verse 7. The third part, God and Isaac, Genesis 21:8 through 28:4. The fourth part, God and Jacob, Genesis 28:5 through Genesis 37:1. And finally, the fifth part, God and Joseph, Genesis 37:2 through the end of the chapter, the end of the book, Genesis 50, verse 26. Now, this book is important because without it, you will not understand the significance of anything else in the Bible. In Genesis 12 and 13, God promised to make Abraham a great man and through his descendants bless all the nations of the world. Exodus through Deuteronomy tells how God made Israel a great nation. Joshua tells how God gave them a land. Judges through the end of the Old Testament recounts God's patience with his people and the blessedness and seriousness of their status. The gospel accounts in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, show how God ultimately extended his people to include those outside the Jewish nation. The book of Acts shows the fulfillment of that promise, and the rest of the New Testament down to the book of Revelation deals with the lives of those people as they struggle, as Israel did, so they would struggle with their new status. Finally, the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation, it holds out hope to all who embrace God for a new heaven and a new earth, where all struggle ceases, and where the people of God dwell in His imminent presence forever.